have been talking about this particular matter for some time, so I'll skip to the chase fairly quickly. It's about our future. Well, not grandstand, our future stadium, hopefully. This is across pages 6 and 7 of the Cairns Post today. The city's stadium dreams are finally taking a step forward with tens of millions of dollars on the table and high hopes for much more. The state government's flagged a $40 million plus allocation to Cairns as a 2032 Olympics satellite city, with Barlow Park earmarked for major grandstand and lighting upgrades. Now, it's still only a broad proposal, according to Chris Calcino today, and key proponents are urging the council to aim higher. The investment would result in a drastic improvement in the existing Barlow Park, but would not deliver the true rectangular stadium required to get national and international level games of rugby, football and other sports to Cairns. That would require about $120 million and result in Cairns Athletics relocating to a new facility and likely the current BMX precinct on Scott Street finding a new home. By the way, 120 would give us something about half the size of what they've got now in Townsville, but a hell of a lot better than what we've got at the moment. Now, further in the article, it reads thus: nothing will happen unless the council, which owns Barlow Park, drives the project or steps aside to let someone else take over. And further still in the article, this is a quote from Micah Martin, Council Chief Executive, who says, "Council is now considering the potential for a fit-for-purpose rectangular stadium and the associated benefits for the city." So encouraging, but at this stage, most observers would say that's all just encouraging. John Moore's on the line. He's been pushing for this for years and years and years, the most vocal of all over an extended period of time, and needs for a stadium. And he's the former director of Australian Rugby League. G'day, John.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Is it a step in the right direction?
Oh, John, it is, and it's very exciting news. I mean, this is, we've been sort of talking about this for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. It seems like forever. But this is the first time we've really had money shown to us. You know, it's a bit illusory at the moment. We haven't got it, but we're told it's there, and I'm very excited about it. I'm also very excited about the fact that the main players generally seem to be on board. I was very very pleased to hear Warren Inch's comments this morning, and then also his comment that what we need is a thoroughbred and not a Where do you use a mule or something like that? But it was a good comment, because he is so right. I mean, Barlow Park doesn't need to be renovated. It needs to be bulldozed, you know, bang. And we've got to start anew. And this has got to be understood by everybody. I think most people do understand it, but there's probably still a few people who don't. And on top of that, we've also got to realise the fact that athletics and BMX have got to be looked after also. They just can't be sort of discarded in the centre of all this, and we have a wonderful opportunity here, even though we've waited a long time. With this area that we have, you know, between the old Bunnings and Barlow Park and the showgrounds and so on and so forth, we can have a magnificent precinct there, a sporting precinct which will encompass a rectangular stadium, facilities for athletics, BMX, show society, so on and so forth. And we just need the right people now to sit down and do the planning. But what we particularly need, John, we need the council to get enthusiastically behind this and start driving it, because they are the landlords, if I can use that expression. It's their land, and we really need them to get behind this. And now is not the time for timidity. We need a courageous person. We need a Winston Churchill, not a Neville Chamberlain. This is what we need at the helm here.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, well, it's so simple. This is what we need. You know, we need blood, sweat, and tears. You know, we need someone to get things done, not to tell us that, like Lord Halifax did, we shouldn't just give up because we can't win. So, you know, this is the situation we're at. So come on, council, get behind this, and the people of Cairns, get behind this. We can turn this into the dream that many of us have been dreaming of for a long time now.
Now, Warren Inch has urged the council to make a proposal for 50-50 state and federal Olympic funding for the full, and we've been talking about, I think, 18,000 seats, a full 20,000 seat stadium. By the way, the quote from Warren Inch was, "We're not looking for a mule, we're looking for a thoroughbred."
Yeah, that's right, and well said, Warren, because that's exactly right, and I agree with all these comments. You know, the 20,000 seats would be the ultimate. Probably 10,000 seats is the absolute minimum. Hopefully we can get above 10,000, but 20,000 would be great. It just depends on cost, of course, and what money we can get. But talking about cost and what money we can get, you know, for years, as we've spoken about this, the cry went up, but there's just no money. You know, we can't do it. And then COVID hit, and we have spent 1,000 times more in the budget on COVID facilities, which had to be happened. Don't misunderstand me. I'm pleased we did it. But 1,000 times, a factor of 1,000 of what the cost of a rebuilt Barlow Park would be. So really, the problem wasn't a lack of money. It was a lack of will. Yeah. And this is what we've got to overcome now, is we've got to get over the bullshit, excuse the expression, but we've been getting a lot of that for many years now. We've got to get rid of all that, get rid of it, and money should not be the object. We've found out recently that if things need to happen, the money's there, and that's the situation for this precinct for Cairns. Cairns should be one of the leading cities in Australia, and it will never attain that status while we've got that Mickey Mouse Stadium sitting there, which laughs at us. And the whole population. It's just a joke.
Now, John, I've got to say, and I've been talking with you on and off over the years, mainly on, about this development. Now, had the 2032 Olympics not emerged as a reality just down south of us, we might have still been begging and getting nowhere. So this is the best chance ever of getting this off the ground.
Well, it is, John. And I can recall when it was first mooted, the Olympics in 2032, one of the selling points that was given by the state government and the federal government to us was that this will have benefits for regional areas. Well, hooray, it looks as though it has got benefits to regional areas, because you're quite right. Without the Olympics and without this money, once again, miraculously appearing, which wasn't available before, here we go again. All of a sudden it's available. So good on the Olympics, good on the government, and good on Warren. And I see Michael Healy's come on board. I was pleased to read in the Cairns Post this morning where Michael has been talking to the Cairns City Council. And I also believe the Cairns City Council's shown some enthusiasm recently too. So, look, things are looking good at the moment, but it's only the start. It's like Chairman Mao said many years ago, the first step in a 10,000-mile journey. Well, this is what we're on now. This is the first step. We've just got to keep moving it along now, and I think we can. We've got good people involved, and we've got the right people involved with our local members, with Warren and Michael and so on and so forth. Alex Roy from soccer has been quite passionate in his support of the project. I know that the Rugby Union and Rugby League are firmly behind it. So everything's right. All we need now is the commitment from the right people. Let's keep this moving, and let's all get behind this for the sake of Cairns and our future.
Well, Lord Halifax, Winston Churchill, Chairman Mao, this has been more like a history lesson today, John, but a very, very interesting one. I love some of the analogies you've drawn. They've been very exciting and very interesting indeed. Look, let's keep going with this. We've really got to keep the pressure on, I think, as a community, and get this over the line. There's still a fair way to go, Jono.
Yes, it is. It's a long way to go. As I said, it's exciting, but we've got to make sure we don't get too involved with the excitement and forget about the fundamentals. We've just got to keep this moving now. Yes, exactly. And the first step is to get the council on board completely, enthusiastically, and let's move this on with the water. I see, you know, we need water. Well, we need water. Everyone needs water. That's a fundamental. But it doesn't mean that you can't do anything else because you need water. Yeah. So let's do both things, the water and the stadium. Let's get onto it.
We can walk and chew gum.
That's what Kevin said. Good on him.
Good on you, John, and thank you. John Moore, who's been really driving this matter for quite some years, former director of Australian Rugby League, and the time's on 14 to 10.
Have you grabbed 4CA's Murray Jones at breakfast lately?